With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. With the toppling of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, what about fresh elections in the South American country? Secretary of State Rubio says not until we're sure that Venezuela is no longer involved in narco-terrorism.
Until they address it, they will continue to face this oil quarantine. They will continue to face pressure from the United States. We will continue to target drug boats if they try to run towards the United States. We will continue to seize the boats that are sanctioned with court orders. We will continue to do that and potentially other things.
Secretary Rubio on NBC's Meet the Press. Maduro and his wife making their first court appearance today in New York. Maduro has been indicted on drug trafficking, narco-terrorism, and other charges. His wife is under indictment as well. Maduro's vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, is now Venezuela's interim president. President Trump says Rodriguez could end up worse off than Maduro if she does not cooperate with the U.S.
We have a very sick neighbor. It's not a neighbor, but it's close to a neighbor. And that's Venezuela. It's very sick. Colombia is very sick, too, run by a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States.
Mr. Trump says Cuba could be the next dictatorial domino to fall, and the president being urged to give up his Greenland dreams.
After announcing over the weekend that the U.S. would run Venezuela after removing its president, Donald Trump reiterated his wish to take control of Greenland. He told reporters, quote, "We need Greenland from a national security situation." Denmark's prime minister said a U.S. takeover makes absolutely no sense and that America has no right to annex any of the three countries in the Danish kingdom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 40 points, NASDAQ futures up 150. This is SRN News. An historic Dutch church has been lost.
It happened in the hours before Amsterdam rang in 2026. A fire broke out at the Vondel Church, spreading quickly and completely destroying the building. The church is more than 150 years old, though its congregation had declined so greatly in the second half of the 20th century that worship ended there in 1977. Since then, the building had been used for a variety of purposes, including as a music venue. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian influencers are reaching hundreds of thousands of young people online. They share podcasts and videos with biblical advice on tough questions not always answered in Sunday sermons. Followers say they relate more to these influencers, many of whom are women, than traditional pastors. However, while some influencers do have theological training, others don't, and experts worry that they are not equipped to teach such large audiences and threaten to replace church with podcasts. This is SRN News. As protests over the crumbling economy continue across Iran, no lack of speculation over what the fall of the current regime would mean for the country and the broader Middle East. Dr. Michael Oren is a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S.
I don't want to be Pollyannish. There are many, many steps that have to occur. And you're still going to have to deal with Islamic extremism of the Sunni stripe. You have to deal with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas, they're still around, and they're being supported by other people, other countries other than Iran. You're still going to have your challenges, but it could be an amazing, major breakthrough.
Ambassador Oren speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Hundreds have marched in silence, honoring victims of the New Year's Eve fire at a bar in Switzerland. The fire left 40 dead, many injured. Mourners attended a mass on Sunday before they marched to the scene of the tragedy. More details at srnnews.com.